My guest, veteran golf writer extraordinaire John Steinbreder, senior writer of golf, travel, and architecture for Global Golf Post. Hey, welcome to Talking Golf, John.
Good morning, Ann. Great to be with you, and thanks for having me.
Hey, great trip, right? To an area, a road less traveled, as you called it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts of the world to go for golf, and there's just nothing quite like the golf courses, the seaside links, which we all love and enjoy in such a big part of Ireland, and then, you know, the people up there, and we talk about it constantly. I've been to Ireland 15 times, and every time I come back from there, I still can't stop talking about the quality of the golf, but also the quality of the people and the experience. It is really a joyous time, no matter how many balls you lose and how many putts you miss.
But you played pretty well. We had a great time playing with you. And it is, you know, the northwest part of the country, as you called it, is a road less traveled. But, you know, the area is quickly gaining a lot of notoriety. More and more Americans are going there and staying there for weeks at a time and just experiencing, you know, golf in that region.
Yeah, I think one of the things is the fact that it is a little bit less traveled. You have a little bit better access to tee times, I think. So you're more likely to be able to find the days and the places you want to go up there than you are in other parts of Ireland, perhaps the southwest or even in the Northern Ireland with County Down and Royal Port Rush as well, just because of their popularity and their notoriety. They're just so well known. So that's a little bit helpful. I like that. And it is a little less traveled. It's a little bit quieter. And you just, there's that welcome up there. They're just so grateful to have you. And they have time to spend with you. As you know, every place we went to, the men's captain, the ladies' captain, people would come over and sit down with you and chat with you about your golf game, how you like the course, how you like the club. And there's just a, sort of a real old home feel to it all that feels like home. And that's what I really like about it. And again, the fact that you can pretty much book your trip up there when you want to book it based on the fact it's a little bit less traveled, as you say.
And then this itinerary was five courses: Ballyliffin, Nairn, Port New, Donegal, Sligo, and Strand Hill. I'd love to hear your thoughts on these links courses, John.
Well, I love Ballyliffin. You know, our good friend up there, John Farron, who looks after us, is a great guy. But it's, you know, two 18-hole courses there. You know, they had the British Amateur, or the Amateur Championship, as it's now called, really because it's held outside Britain, but as it was at Ballyliffin. Two wonderful courses there in Gishidi and also the Old Course. And I love that because you can stay in that area for a couple of days right in that beautiful town. It's the northernmost golf course in Ireland, which I love. The ocean's right there, and it's a great place to kind of hang a little bit. And, you know, Nairn and Port New, Gil Hance revamped links course, again, right on the water. Wonderful golf, great place to play. Donegal Golf Course as well. Again, links course right on the water. County Sligo, also known as Ross's Point, one of my favorites. A tough walk in that second hole climbing up that hill, but I mean, one of the most beautiful settings in golf you can imagine. And then we finished up at Strand Hill, which I'd never played before, which I fell deeply in love with. You know, having two birdies on the front helped, of course.
Strand Hill was. After Sligo was a really great test. They've had a lot of championships there. It's a fair test, but it's tough. And the greens there are very, very quick. And I thought Strand Hill is the kind of course that you could play more often. And, you know, it's a good test, but it doesn't beat you up, right?
No, I would say that for sure. And the thing that really impressed me about Sligo, which, of course, you and I talk about the name. It's such a great name, and it's a beautiful start, a nice sort of gentle rising hill up to the first green. And the greens are as good greens as you'll play anywhere. They were really immaculate. They were beautifully conditioned. They had good speed to them. Unfortunately, I was struggling certainly with the speed because they were faster than some of the other greens we had played. But what a great golf course. But I think one of our colleagues said it best. That's I think Strand Hills, of course, you would play every day, and Sligo maybe not quite every day, but it's one you got to see because of its history there, its beauty, its location, and it's just a great place for Lynx golf.
Yeah, County Sligo at Ross's Point, spectacular. A course carved by earth, winds, and water, as it states on its website, and it was named the Irish Golf Course of the Year in 2024. And I love that Ben Bulbin Mountain. It's just a spectacular-shaped mountain that's in view from every hole. And it just is a very special backdrop on many of the holes. When I play golf, I play it like a photographer would play it and just look at it as a piece of art. And, you know, I'm taking pictures and trying to capture all the incredible scenery. And then, of course, at Strand Hill, you had the views of the Naree, N-A-R-A-E mountain, translated as Hill of the Queen. And it just cast this incredible spell over the holes closer to the mountain, the first maybe six holes, and just a really, really special place. So what a really great itinerary, I thought. I really enjoyed this itinerary.
Well, I love it. It was great. Not too much traveling. You're in two counties, in County Donegal and County Sligo. You're talking about Strand Hill. I was just sort of laughing because I remember you in the group right in front of me looking at the four people on horseback riding along the sandbars there at the lower tide in the estuary as well. Nairn and Port New, the big sort of brownish, dark, rich, almost coffee-colored brown hares that would pop out of the marram grass and the dunes and scamper across the fairways. I've seen dolphins in the waters off of Nairn and Port New before, just rolling as we come up to the seventh green there. I mean, just the visuals are so good. I spend so much time stopping and just gawking around and looking at everything. I always make a point of looking behind me at the course we're playing and looking back at everything. And it is visually so great. And the walk is as good as the golf itself. And that's one thing I like so much about it. And we've talked about it. My wife, Cynthia, is not a golfer, but she loves going over there with me just to walk the courses because it's some of the most beautiful places on earth.
Right, just stunning scenery from every viewpoint, really. Well, you have written about the changes that you've seen in Ireland in terms of golf. Can you talk a little bit about it, some of the changes that you've seen? Because you've been going over as long as I've been going over for a couple decades now, and it has changed.
It has changed, and I think, definitely, changes, improvements, I would say. I mean, first of all, the food. When I was first over in Ireland, and everybody sort of joked about the food being all, corned beef and cabbage and boiled meats and boiled potatoes, and there was nothing.
And John Dory was on every menu, the John Dory fish.
There was just nothing about it that was that appealing. And right now, and as we had some meals, I mean, it's really, I described it as Michelin star good. There's lots of good restaurants. The seafood's incredible over there, and they go to great lengths to get you the freshest and the best on the tables at nighttime, which is really fun. The lamb and the beef, grass fed, and again, very local, very good. It's really quite. You can have great dining experiences over there without getting too fancy. And then there's a ubiquitous seafood chowder, which I kind of have at the end of every round if I possibly can in the clubhouse there. Just a nice, good bowl of hearty seafood chowder, and each one's a little different, and each one is really good. So that's a big thing to me. And the other thing is just the road network is much more modernized in a lot of the country. When I first was over there, we would get stuck at least once a day behind a herd of sheep being moved down a country lane by some person as we're scrambling to get to a tea time. And there's a quaintness to it, which is a lot of fun, but there was also sort of a frustration a little bit. And the road system is so good there right now, and you can get around as we have before really easily and get pretty much, I think our friend Rory was telling us that you can go from, kind of top to bottom in, 6 hours of the island of Ireland now. And that's pretty amazing. And it didn't used to be that way at all. And in fact, a lot of people, when I first started going over there, more well-to-do would take helicopters. And
that's right.
Because it was so hard to get around. And right now it's much, much easier to get around. You miss getting stuck behind the sheep occasionally, but there's still a lot of them along the sides of the road.
Yeah, I love the country roads. That's one of my favorite things to do in Ireland is just drive along those country roads and explore, the scenic beauty. Hey, we have to wrap this up, but quickly, is it true Guinness tastes better in Ireland than the United States, in your opinion?
I certainly think it does, and people say it's because of the kegs are closer to the taps, so that's one reason, and also because they sell so much of it. The lines are very clean and very clear, and I don't know what it is, but there's something about Guinness on tap that's pretty good, and as you know, I've become a fan of Guinness Zero, which is also on tap over there. It is one more advance in the world of Irish golf that makes me yearn for another trip over there sooner rather than later.
That's right. Non-alcoholic Guinness. Guinness Zero. That was great to see. John, thank you so much. I love your writing. You are a true journalist, you know, through and through, and I love to see you work because you're always working, but you do great work, so continued success.
Thanks so much, Anna. It was great to be with you, and that was a wonderful trip, and it's great to be on your show. Thanks, you.